For a couple of reasons. One, in the past 5 years, over 4,000 teens nationwide have lost their lives between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and that includes drivers or passengers in the car. And it really is because, you know, summer's here, and it puts more teens on the roadways and more unsupervised driving on the roadways.
Do teens drive in a more aggressive manner during this time? Is that part of the problem, or what exactly?
Somewhat. It's more aggressive, and they're just out on the road, and a lot of it, too, is traveling with more than one teen in the car. They get their friends in the car, and the distractions go up, and it causes the atmosphere to be unsafe.
So what can and should parents do to try to resolve the situation and improve it?
Yeah, the number one thing I will tell them is to be involved in their students' or in their teens' driving, meaning that don't just let them go on needless trips. Be that driving coach still, even though they've got their license, doesn't mean they don't need coaching still. And then also talk to them about driving, about the laws, and about having passengers in the car and things like that.
Are there certain courses they should be taking in addition to the ones they take to get their driver's license?
I mean, the best thing is to go through a sponsored driving school. You know, here in AAA, we offer a 24-hour course, classroom course with 8 hours of training that really teaches them the rules of the road, and we focus on saving lives. So we really talk about those distractions and the distracted driving.
Is there evidence that when parents talk to teens or they go through a program that actually helps them?
Well, there is evidence out there that the education and teens being involved or parents being involved with teens, it does help. Like everything, when it gets focused on, the problem sort of goes away. And too often we see during this time, because it's summer and everybody feels a little more free, it's great weather, let's get out and party. Too often it's, oh, yeah, take the car and go, instead of saying, hey, who are you going with, where are you going, how many people are going to be in car, and really limiting those bad distractions and big distractions that could cause trouble.
Mike Belcour is operations manager for the AAA Auto Club's driving school in the Cincinnati area. I'm Steve Hirschberg.